it's about looking to God and taking God, you know, to be speaking truly. You know, that this isn't just men's ideas. This is God's heart to us. You know, and for us to really literally take these words as being words of God and not just words of men and words of a nice way to go with life, but to understand that it is about God Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, who has said that I am your Father now and I will take care of your every need. You know, when we have that kind of mindset, the limits are taken off. There is no more limit anymore. You may have limit in your flesh. You may have, you know, certain capabilities of your flesh, and your flesh can only take you so far. Some people go, you know, a mile. Some people can go 2 miles. Some people can go 10 miles. They're limited by their flesh. But with God, it's limitless. And, you know, I heard an analogy about this, about, you know, the potential that we each have as sons of God. You know, that we're all sons of God. We're all like, you know, jet airplanes. We have the capability to fly and fly fast. Break the sound barrier if you want. You know, speed is not the object. And most Christians, however, are just like taxiing around the runway their entire life. They just taxi around the runway. They've got all this potential. They've got this jet engine behind them. And they just taxi around the runway. And you know how lame an airplane is on the runway as compared to how it is in flight? They're not designed to be taxiing around the runway. They're designed to be flying. That is our lives as sons of God. We are like the airplanes, jet airplanes, flying, breaking the sound barrier. I mean, there's no limits up there. You just go. See? Your only limit is your fuel supply. And well, that's taken care of too. It's like, you know, you just, you know, like the jets that fuel midair. You just pull in there and you refuel and you keep going. We are limitless now as sons of God. In Ephesians chapter 3, it's God's desire for us. You know, we limit ourselves because we think, oh, well, this is, you know, I'm stuck in the five senses, you know, perception of things. And yet when we change our perception to look through God's eyes, man, it's just remarkable the things that God has promised He will do for us, and thereby taking the limits off of our lives. This is the prayer in chapter 3 of Ephesians for us. Verse 14, we'll begin there. It says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, this is Paul by revelation expressing, you know, as an apostle, as a leader in the body of Christ, his heart and his desire for every believer. And he said, you know, he bowed his knees, and that's a figure of speech. We'd never have to get down on our knees when we pray, but it's a figure of speech to show humility before our God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You know, God's the one who's called us out. God's the one who's made us His family. He's the one who has said, I want you as a son. I want you as a daughter. I want you. It has everything to do with God's desire and His heart toward us, not what we have done. That He would grant you, verse 16 says, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. To be strengthened with might. You know, that's like a real powerful word there, that word might. You know, it's a power. And He has strengthened you with that. He has granted you that ability. You're no longer just a little motor scooter, you know, getting along where you need to go. You're now made. You're strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. You're like going from a little moped to a jet engine, a jet plane. You know, what is the fastest? I don't know what the fastest is. You know, but that's you, like an F-14. You're not going to keep an F-14 on the runway and have it show you what it can do. You got to take off. He has granted that to you, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Christ, not Jesus, but Christ. Not the man from Galilee, but Christ. The Spirit that worked within Him to enable Him to do the mighty works that He did. That Christ is in you. That's in you. That's in me. That's in every born again one. You know, it's like taking the best Rolls Royce jet engine that's made today and placing it on your back and saying, fly! Go! Christ is dwelling in your heart by faith, not by works, but by faith, by believing it. But believing that these words are true of you and about you because of what Christ has earned for you. Jesus Christ of Nazareth earned it for you. That you being rooted and grounded in love, you know, understanding that it's the love of God, the love that God had for you and for me and for all mankind to make this kind of a life available to us. To grant you to be strengthened with all might by His Spirit in you. That's pretty cool. That He did it because He loves you. And you should be rooted and grounded in that love. See? And that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. You know, every shape of this thing. You know, all the dimensions of it. Breadth, length, depth, height. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. To know that love that Jesus Christ had to fulfill redemption and salvation for you, to make you able to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that it came out of His love for you. His love for God first, and then His love for you. Right? Jesus Christ said, a greater love has no man than this, than to lay down His life for His brethren. There's no greater show of love than that. None. And it's... If seeing that and considering that for a minute doesn't put a fire under your seat, I don't know what can. I don't really know what can. Right? I mean, it's kind of like, whoa, when these words are really the words of God and not just Donnie spouting his mouth and getting excited to try and keep everybody awake, but to be really realizing that this is the Word of God to you. I mean, when I consider that this is not just some ancient book that somebody unraveled in some cave somewhere, but that this is God's Word to me. And that He preserved it. Not like you see on the Discovery Channel. How did we get the Bible? Oh, well, there are a lot of politics involved in that. What made Ephesians stay put in the canon? And why did they throw that other gospel out talking about all these other guys? Yeah. Oh, and what about that other one? Judas, that's the guy I was looking for. They didn't want that story. They didn't want that story because God didn't want that story. Because it was a pack of lies, that's why. It was a counterfeit. And if God had anything to do with the authoring of this word, then that's the only accepting rationale that you can have. That it wasn't about politics. It was about God overseeing it. Yeah, men were trying to be political. Men were trying to get their agenda taken care of. But God had a bigger agenda. And when we consider that these are God's words to us, it changes everything. And this is God's prayer to you and for you and for me, for all of us. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Would you lay down your life for me? Would I lay down my life for you? Would I lay it down? Would I say, sure, take me. Hang me, put nails through me, and let me die slowly on a stake, the way they crucified people back then. Would you do that for me? Would I do that for you? I don't think so. I'd like to say I love you. But if it came right down to it, I don't know. If it really, realistically came down to it, I don't know. But I know one thing. I know Jesus Christ did it. And that is love. And it's all because He wanted us to have the sonship that He had. He wanted us to be God's part of this family. And He knew. This is pretty cool stuff, really. Because it has nothing to do with what we can earn. It has everything to do with what we can accept, though. Can I accept that? Can I believe that? Can I just trust that to be right, to be true? I've seen it. I look back, like Chance, you were sharing. You know, I look back, and I can see when things looked pretty bad, God had that silver lining there for me. So what makes this circumstance any different? Okay, I'll trust God. And I'll watch God work. I'll be patient and I'll watch Him. I'll let Him work. And He worked. He worked it out. Like God loves to do. He loves to work things out for us when we trust Him, when we believe Him. And the ultimate purpose, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. I just think that God couldn't have phrased it any other way. Now, of course, this is old King James English, I know, and I don't know what it says in the modern versions, but, you know, this is pretty good. That you be filled with all the fullness of God. That's a pretty good way to translate it into our English. And that's really what it is. It's simple to understand, right? That you, your life, can be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, boy, what a great purpose. That's God's purpose. That you might be filled. Here you go. Here it is. And that's why verse 20 says what it says. Now unto Him. Wow. Now praised God. Now unto Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Did you ever stop for a moment before you knew anything about God or what He had done for you through His Son Jesus Christ? Did you ever stop for a minute and look to God and say, gee, God, you know, if you're really there, would you please fill me with all of your fullness? Will you please strengthen me with your Spirit in my inner man and give me the ability to move mountains? Did you ever ask God for something like that? I mean, that was so far beyond what I ever was thinking about. You know, it's kind of like when I, you know, before I really knew what God had done for me and promises made for me and for you, for all of us, through Christ, I was just kind of looking to God going, you know, throw me a bone or something. You know, if you're really there, just throw me a bone. Just do something for me to prove to me. You know, throw me just something. And yet God has said, look, I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. I know what you're thinking. I know what you'd like to ask me. Trust this. I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above all of it. So what do you think the problem's going to be? Gee, God, I'd like to have those fused vertebrae start moving again. Oh. Well, God's able to do exceeding abundantly above all of that. I'd love to have my physical body healed. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that. So, nothing too hard for God. Just ask Him. And believe Him. But God, this situation is just so, I mean, this, I don't know if even you can do anything. Unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. Now, what unleashes that power? It says, according to the power that is working in you. It's according to the power that is at work within you or is energized by you. His work within us is energized by you. You know, you're the one that holds the key. You're the one that determines, I'm going to grab that, what do they call that? No, what on the jets? The throttle. I'm going to crank that throttle to its maximum.
Afterburners.
Yeah. I'm going to jack that baby into hyperspace. It's all, you're the one with the hand on the throttle. You. Me. But he's the one with the resources. It's just, you're the one with your hand on the throttle. And your feet on the flaps. Flap pedals. I don't know if they still do that in jets, but and unto him, see, that's why unto him, verse 21 says, be glory in the church, in the body of believers. That's where the glory of God is seen, in the believer's life. By Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. You know, this is just the beginning. What God has called us to, this family of believers, it's just the beginning, because when Jesus Christ returns, we're gathered together and we will be with Him in the air. And we'll see Him like He is. And we'll be as He is. But until that time, the glory of God is revealed in the life of the believer. You. Me. How do people know that God exists? By the way you allow Him, you energize His power to work in your life. By the way you believe Him, trust Him, and see signs, miracles, and wonders following you. Nothing is impossible with God. Oh, but I know what it looks like. I know what the world says. Well, sure, that's the way to do it in the world without God. You've got to work hard. You got to climb that ladder. You got to beat your competition. The way the world does things without God is not the way our lives can be as sons and daughters of the Most High. You know, yeah, we live in the world and we're wise as serpents, but we're harmless as doves. But we depend on that strength that He has strengthened us with, that might that we have in our inner man. See? And fly. Quit taxiing around the runway. Let's fly. You know, let's fly, baby. Let's do what we were designed to do by our Heavenly Father. Be those sons and daughters of God that by our very presence, people say, wow, God's pretty capable, isn't He? God's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And that's why we give Him the glory and we give Him the thanks. And I'm very thankful to God for His grace and all that He's done for each of us. We just got to keep our focus on Him and help each other keep focus on Him. You know, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, God's able. There's no mountain on earth that you cannot move. So, Father, thanks for your blessings. Thanks for your grace. Thank you for the way you continue to back up your promises for us. And thankful, Father, how that you have called us to be a part of this family. Not just this family here in this meeting, but your family that is worldwide and that spans the ages. We're grateful for it, Father. Grateful for your blessings in our lives and for every care that we have that we cast to you, that we have great anticipation of how you will provide for each and everything that we request of you. Thanks, Father, for allowing us to fly. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.